Atterbury Property Fund, which is the unlisted venture of Pretoria-based property investment and development heavyweight Atterbury, has commenced construction of a 6 billion rand mega project in the capital city. It's going to be developing the 200,000 meter squared Castle Gate mixed-use precinct, and it's being done in association with the original landowner, the Carl Erasmus Trust. Well, to break down the development for us, I'm joined on the line by Raoul de Villiers. He's the development manager at Atterbury. Thanks very much for joining us, Raoul. A 6 billion rand mixed-use development project in Pretoria. This is a huge figure. So what's the plan for the development and what's the time horizon?
Hi, Nampu. Thanks for the opportunity. Yes, like you said, it's a 200,000 square meter of rentable area, the bigger precinct. It takes a lot of time to develop projects of this magnitude. The first phase we've just launched last week. It's called the Castle Gate Lifestyle Center. We were lucky enough that the Premier of Gauteng, David Makura, attended the event, as well as the Mayor of City of Tshwane, Stevens Mokgalapa. And yes, it was a great event. It was great to have everybody there getting behind the project. So the first phase, 27,000 square meters of a convenience retail center that will service the east of Pretoria. The phases to follow will include over 100 square meters of AAA grade or premium grade office space, a private or semi-private hospital node and complex where that will include specialist hospitals and nurse training and other facilities. Yes, as well as 1,100 residential units in the pipeline as well. 5 to 10 years, probably the time frame it would take, depending on how quickly the South African economy picks up pace.
Yes.
But at the moment, I must say, even though there is some negative sentiment in the market, we as Atterbury are here to stay. We are investing in South Africa. We believe there is a sun rising on the horizon. We believe in the leadership of this country, and therefore we are making this significant investment in the country. Of course, we are doing it in phases as the demand indicates the need, and yes, that is what we are up to at the moment.
Mm. So just give us a sense, you know, we talk about 6 billion rand. Who's taking that risk? Who's behind that 6 billion rand?
Well, I mean, of course, Atterbury is a privately held company. Like you said, the Castle Gate development is a joint venture between ourselves, Atterbury, and the original landowners, the Erasmus Family Trust. And Atterbury itself also co-owns between the management and founders of Atterbury, as well as Talis Investment Partners, that is driven by Tebogo Mogashoa. And yes, we are then collectively the equity providers for the equity portion of the project. And then a big chunk of the development cost is funded by the big banks in South Africa.
All right. So you've indicated good political support, you know, people coming to the party last week. How has that translated in the development of the project? In other words, have you seen them, you know, quickly approving things so that you can get on with the work of construction?
Yes, good question. I mean, recently the mayor of Tshwane, the city of Tshwane, have embarked or established a committee, a strategic initiative, a strategic investment initiative, whereby the big projects in the Tshwane city were identified and put on this committee for the mayor to monitor, and his team then being availed to fast track or assist wherever possible. So yes, we are. It took a long time to get the first phase approved, but we are now through this committee working with the city in order to try and be more effective and make things happen a bit quicker.
Yes.
I mean, a big part of this development is also, I mean, in excess of 100 million rand will be invested in public infrastructure that is outside of our site, you know, which is on the periphery. It's like upgrading of roads, another bridge over the N1 highway, electrical upgrades, water, etc. So,
yes.
So the city is obviously also keen to see these upgrades happening. So it's good to have a synergy like that with the city going.
Absolutely. You beat me to it. I was going to ask you what sort of local economy spin-offs we're going to see, but you've just explained those. So with an investment of this proportion, there has to be a certain level of confidence that there's going to be uptake for the development once it's done. Do you already have some takers in, you know, for rentals in place?
Absolutely. I mean, we will not start building unless we do. So on the lifestyle center, I mean, names like Woolworths, Checkers, Builders Warehouse, Dis-Chem, they've all committed. They all need, they've all seen the potential of this locality in terms of convenience and lifestyle. And then also on the office component, there's always office tenants. There's office tenants that are growing. There are companies that need to consolidate into more effective head offices. There are companies that that just want more prominent locations, for instance, yes, which we have right on the N1 freeway. So yes, the interest is there. And I think that is a little bit of where the art of development comes in, is really timing these things correctly and phasing it properly so that the minimum risk is taken in each phase.
Hmm. Look, you have indicated that there are times and there are phases that are going to be involved with this project. But just, you know, at the onset, when you look at things, what's the anticipation in terms of direct job creation over the life of the development project, and also maybe indirect jobs as well? Or is it difficult to gauge at this stage?
No, we actually did have a study undertaken by independent research company, and actually during the construction phase, there will be around 23,000 jobs created. And in the long run, and this is actually, we're very proud of this, and this is actually very exciting, is in the long run, upon the completion of all the aspects, about 20,000 permanent jobs will have been created. So over the next 5 to 10 years, this can really impact a lot of lives positively and hopefully contribute to the cogs turning a bit quicker again in the South African economy.
Let me just shake your tree a bit. Many may say these guys are crazy. Property counters left and right are talking about high vacancy rates. They're choosing to invest offshore instead because they can see more prospects there. And yet you guys are investing 6 billion rand in an economy that's been in lackluster mode for a number of years. You know, how do you respond to this line of thought?
Well, I think from our perspective, I mean, it's 25 years of experience, 25 years that Atterbury has been in business in South Africa. And I think the more importantly, we are doing business across the globe. We have entered into various countries in Africa. We are present in various countries in Europe as well. And I was part of the Atterbury Europe business for the last 4 years as well. And we really do believe that the grass is still green right here in South Africa. So we do see the interest. I think, again, on property, it is a very strategic, location-based strategy that you need to follow.
Yes.
And in this case, the first phase has been taken up. There's already interest in the second phase. So we are going as the interest grows. So really, from our side, we are seeing interest. Yes, it's not the heyday of the property boom where I think a lot of guys were able to make good money out of this industry. Now it is a little bit more competitive, and you need to sharpen the pencil extra bit.
Yes.
But we can do this. And again, it's a long term view. It takes 10 years it takes 3 to 5 years to start building, and then it takes 5 to 10 years to complete this project. But if you take a step back and then take a long term view, that is what gives us as Atterbury the belief in the economy over the long run, and that's why we are willing to invest.
Yeah, and I guess at the end of the day, you don't want to be caught sleeping when things do take off. Thanks very much, Raoul, for your time. That was Raoul de Villiers. He's the development manager at Atterbury.